Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walt Masterson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Walt Masterson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Gromek. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Gromek. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost takes first base on ball four. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Strickland fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Terwilliger moves to third. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is safe. Mitchell steals second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila strikes out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Mitchell moves to third. Doby moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mitchell scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland takes first base on ball four. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles strikes out. One out. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek bunts between the mound and first base. Masterson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grimek for the out. Strickland moves to second. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson strikes out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Yost is hit by the pitch. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yost moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rosen moves to second. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Vollmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen strikes out. There goes Vollmer. The throw from Foyles to second, and Vollmer is out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fitzgerald for a passed ball. Strickland moves to second. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Foyles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 0-for-0 in the game. Grimek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Masterson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-2 in the game. Terwilliger bunts in front of the plate. Foyles juggles the ball. That's an error on Foyles. Yost moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Yost moves to third. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Glynn strikes out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-0 in the game. with two walks. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jensen moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby bunts towards the mound. Grimek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jensen moves to third. Runnels moves to second. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 2 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jensen scores. Runnels scores. Busby moves to third. It's 2-1, Senators. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson is 0 for 2 in the game. Masterson hits a ball on the ground for an out. Fitzgerald moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Foyles for a passed ball. Fitzgerald moves to third. Masterson moves to second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 2 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone pinch hits for Hank Foyles. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up towards short. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey pinch hits for Steve Grimek. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Bob Hooper now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen juggles the ball. That's an error on Rosen. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Hegan and he is out. Avila applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a pop-up towards short. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 3 in the game. Glenn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Hoskins pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Dave Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoskins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.